Steve Gruber is America's voice.
All right, welcome back to it. You must whip it. All right, good enough. Good to have you back here. Speaking of getting whipped, I don't know if it's a whipping, but I know my next guest is still giddy. Giddy because the number 5 ranked Oklahoma Sooners got past Texas 34-27. The Longhorns rated number 11 in the country when that happened. Alan Sachs here, the professor. How are you, sir?
I think it is better to discuss football this morning. Too many other things going on in the world.
Well, where do you want to start? I mean, we can talk about the impeachment. We can talk about the problems in northeast Syria where the Turks and the Kurds are fighting, and now Assad from Syria has decided to back the Kurds, and the Kurds have also looked to help from Russia. But, you know, I don't know if I disagree with the president's point of view. I mean, we've got never-ending wars.
I do disagree with it. There's plenty of wars, I agree. But this is one that needs to be steadied and fought. We didn't have many men over there. That doesn't mean anything. One life is very important. But President Trump, I think, doesn't understand history very much in regard to this. I'm a great fan of President Trump in just about every single way. Love his great assemblies that he has. He's coming to Dallas, by the way, I think, later on this week.
He is, yeah, big rally. But here's my question. Turkey is one of 29 members of NATO. Turkey has wanted to get into this part of Syria for a very long time. At what point do you say, listen? Yeah, and the president just tweeted moments ago, what, do you want me to go to war with Turkey, a NATO member?
When Turkey entered NATO, it was a very different country.
That's true.
It was much less secular. It was much more...
However, they're still a member.
Much more secular. It was less Islamist. Erdogan has changed everything.
There's no question. But it's still a member of NATO until that changes, because Turkey's also buying its armaments from Russia now. You know, and so you've got... It's interesting to note that the Kurds are being backed by Syria, which is backed by Russia, and the Turks are buying all their gear from Russia.
Erdogan, though, wants an Islamist Turkey. He wants to spread Turkish Islam all over the Middle East. He wants to expand the Ottoman Empire the way it was 100 years ago. And so he has, and the Kurds, he's hated the Kurds for a long time. I've had many Kurdish students in my classroom over the years. They are, and this is just my own idea, my own experience. They are very, very secular. They're very courteous. They're a very different group of people, and it's a shame to let them down. But the ramifications of this are as deep as if we stay there and get into another war.
Do tell. What are the ramifications? What are the ramifications? I mean, obviously, the Kurds were our allies in fighting ISIS and so forth, and you've got, as you said, one guy trying to build the Ottoman Empire back to what it once was, and you've got another guy not far away trying to build the Russian Empire into what it once was. What are the ramifications?
A lot of people, a lot of countries are going to say we cannot depend on the United States anymore. They'll be fishing around for other kinds of big allies, China, Russia. I think, and ISIS, of course, is now looming large. James Mattis, the former defense secretary, said about as much, and I think that was one of the reasons why he even left the Trump administration.
Might be.
It wasn't this particular issue, but similar issues.
But and, see, for me, and I'm going to throw this out there, because I've thought this for my entire adult life, and I don't disagree when the president says the biggest mistakes we have made always involved the Middle East, getting involved there. And I don't care about the James Mattis doctrine. I care about the James Monroe doctrine. I've always liked the Monroe Doctrine. I know a lot of people think that that's being isolationist. I'm okay with that. You stay on your side of the water. We'll be over here. Don't cross this line, because if you do, we'll chop your foot off.
But they come at us. As I think maybe Churchill said, to paraphrase, we don't go after them. They come after us, in different words.
And we can weigh that out on an individual basis.
So I think it's a very dangerous world, especially with ISIS. And this apparently has let the whole thing loose. Didn't anybody tell President Trump about this, the ramifications of it? It's not as easy just to take troops out. I agree with him in many ways. We're in too many places in the world. But if you want to withdraw troops, there's plenty of other places to withdraw troops. But this is not one of them.
Well, when you've got a world, Professor, and let me ask you about this. Professor Alan Sachs here with us from the University of Texas, Arlington. You've got a world where a kid with a big gulp can sit in South Dakota with a joystick and drive a Predator drone right into the eyeball of a terrorist and kill all of his friends, too.
That's true. true.
Why do you need all of these bases? Why do you need all these boots on the ground? You know darn well that these Predator drones are extremely effective.
They are.
Their accuracy extremely accurate.
I don't know if they would stop the Turks from going in and ravishing the Kurdish towns and to stop the refugee problem. And also, Erdogan is threatened. He said, you mess with us, we're going to open the gates, and we're going to let 2 or 3 million other refugees into Europe. And Europe, of course, is scared to death of that. They didn't want that to happen. So it's more than just pushing a
Well, let me ask you this, then. Chuck Schumer says that they're going to pass a resolution today, or they're going to introduce one, I should say.
That's right.
Demanding that President Trump change his direction on this. Congress has the right to declare war, do they not?
That's right.
And they're always screaming and kicking and crying about how, you know, the president can't do this. And here's your opportunity, Congress. Step up, take a vote. If you really believe it's the wrong thing, you got plenty of Republicans on your side as well. And tell America we're going to go into northeast Syria. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to go to war there instead of just, you know, dinking around, frankly.
Well, also, they want to place sanctions on Turkey. I don't know how much is that going to help, but they want to place sanctions on Turkey. And President Trump has bragged that he can bring down the Turkish economy very dramatically, like he brought down the Iranian economy. I don't know if that's true or not. It may be, but the Turks are not an oil-exporting country, as I understand it. The Iranians were and are, and that makes a big difference.
All right, so here we are. He says that he is going to, let me see this here, just a few minutes ago, the president tweeted, easily recaptured by Turkey or European nations, he's referring to Kurds that have escaped from where many came, but they should move quickly. Big sanctions on Turkey coming, exclamation point. Do people really think we should go to war with a NATO member, Turkey? Never-ending wars will end. That was 25 minutes ago.
Wars. Afghanistan is another one. Probably Afghanistan I would look at much easier, not easier, but perhaps more where we can bring home some troops.
Well, let me ask you one more thing. I'm quite sure we have a very important strategic military base in Turkey, or two. If Turkey says you either open that border or we're going to close your bases, we don't know what went on behind the scenes. Of course, I'm sure it'll all be leaked in a transcript here soon, but we don't have it yet because that's all that happens to this administration. It all gets leaked out. Hard to conduct business. But there's a very complex situation. It's not just the Kurds. It's Turkey.
It
it's the air bases. It's the military bases. It's the NATO membership. There's a lot going on here.
And we've sent more troops to Saudi Arabia on top of everything else.
Right.
More troops to Saudi Arabia, which
don't know why.
May not like. So it's layer upon layer upon layer. But I still think that the implications, the repercussions coming out of this abrupt withdrawal of troops from northern Syria is a bad deal. And it's one thing that Democrats and Republicans are seemingly united about, that this is a gloomy, gloomy thing that President Trump has done. Also, from a political standpoint, this is one of those areas where he can lose support from his base. So I hate that word base, but he can lose support from evangelicals. In fact, Pat Robertson said as much the other day.
He'll lose God's mandate. Yeah, he's going to lose God's mandate. So
that's right.
Yeah, Pat said so.
Right.
We'll find out. I was in Minneapolis Thursday. It didn't look like his base was waning at all. But Professor,
except for the rioters in the street.
Well, yeah, they're
horrible.
Nice bunch. I'll leave it right there, Professor Alan Sachs. Greatly appreciated as always.
Thank you so much. And now you understand why I like football better.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.